from KQED.
We're going to turn now to the state of jails in Southern California. There is a system there called pay to stay. It's where some inmates are allowed to stay in upgraded cells with flat screen TVs and new beds for around $150 per night. Now, requests to stay in these jails have to be approved by a judge. Elisa Santo reported on these jails for the Marshall Project and the Los Angeles Times, and she says one inmate called it a retreat compared to the L.A. County Jail.
I mean, compared to the L.A. County Jail, it's certainly way better. I would definitely caution and say that it's still a jail. When you look at the photographs and when you see what these facilities actually look like, they're certainly jails. But when you look at them side by side with like the L.A. County or the Orange County Jail, you see why people buy this option.
One of the other things that you found is that that your reporting found is that some of these cities actually advertise, in essence, that they have these jail options available.
Yeah, we found that in 2013, for example, the Seal Beach Jail had put an ad in LA Weekly letting people know that they had flat screen TVs and new beds. And why spend your 365 days in county was basically the line. Some won't accept people convicted of certain crimes, while others are much more lenient.
So if somebody can afford to pay for this jail, which exists privately and helps make money for a city, why is it a bad thing that they're able to essentially upgrade to a better jail experience?
Yeah, I mean, I thought so much about this because, I mean, I'm someone that thinks that a lot of times what punishment means to people is, in our society, is the loss of freedom. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get beat up, that you're going to get sexually assaulted while you're being held in a jail or a prison. And it's totally understandable why people would, if they could, purchase a way to avoid that. What is, I think, troublesome to people is that in many ways our criminal justice system is tiered. And so I think one of the things the story really raises is not only why do certain people get to buy a better experience, but why does everybody else get a dangerous and unsanitary facility where their life could even be in danger?
That was Elisa Santo, who reported on pay-to-stay jails in California for the Marshall Project.